Hi, this is a dictation for fashion film. ZBIGNIEW. Last name is Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident 6/29/2021. Date of service is 11/3/2023. The patient is here for two reasons. One is an office visit. He reports that he has ongoing issues with the weakness of the right arm, severe pain in the neck, severe pain in the lower back. Mid back and radiation to the right arm involving the right thumb along with motor weakness. Some radiation to the left buttock is reported, but it is now much less often than before. The pain level used to be 9 to 10, but now it is between 3 to 4 and sometimes 5. And there is a significant improvement has been reported, almost 60 to 70%. The neck pain is now minimal after getting two cervical epidural injections. Patient returns again, he's requesting for another injection to the lower back since his back has been hurting despite having surgery done to the L5-S1 region. The MRI that was reviewed does show positive findings in the lumbar spine. There is a bulging disc at L3-4 and at L4-5 as well as herniated disc at L5-S1 superimposed on a bulging disc indenting the ventral sac with aborting on the left exiting L5 nerve root bilateral facet joint hypertrophy. The patient was also found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation. And despite all the physical therapy, laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, the patient still reels in the pain and his functions are significantly diminished and he is unable to go back to his regular job due to the motor weakness of his right arm. At this time, the patient is continuing conservative treatment. He has seen neurosurgeon, the one who operated on his L5-S1, has determined that the surgery for the cervical spine will not be beneficial, and hence patient is depending on the injection treatment. He's been provided with photobiomodulation devices as well as laser treatment is being provided. Patient has been advised home exercise plan, especially the stretching of the neck and the spine. In addition, he is also undergoing counseling and neuropsych evaluations. And is trying to file his disability. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/3/2023, dictation number 1004-036, along with diagnosis. The plan is to provide him a lumbar epidural steroid injection today and then repeat the same in 15 days' time. His MAPs have been reviewed and labs have been reviewed. Patient will continue on all his medications, which include Mobic, Protonix, Ultram, Zoloft, Lyrica, Lidoprim, and Xanax. His MRIs have been reviewed at great length. All the options have been discussed. He is also undergoing evaluation by the therapist who has recommended that he should receive a expert skilled physical therapy, functional training, cardiovascular training, work hardening program to make a good use of him. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. His disability continues. He will be doing physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and right upper extremities with bilateral sacroiliac joints. He remains off work for now. Housework replacement and transportation has been checked out. Thank you.